The glassy-winged sharpshooter isn't in Northern California yet, but the $2 billion a year wine industry there is preparing a battle. State officials want to spray against the bug, but many residents are organizing to prevent that from happening. From Sonoma County, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
On a cool, damp morning, Bob Hopkins walks through his 80-acre vineyard on the banks of the Russian River, about 90 minutes north of San Francisco.
Behind us is a block of a newly planted block of Pinot Noir, and on the other side of the road here is a block of a variety called Pinot Meunier. It's a sort of an unusual variety for California, but it's used.
The fear of the glassy-winged sharpshooter is so high among grape growers here that state and county agricultural officials want to impose selective mandatory spraying. Hopkins says he's not crazy about that plan, but he would reluctantly support it.
Through selective spraying in restricted areas to try to eliminate the insect before it becomes established, we have a chance of eliminating the use of massive amounts of insecticides later on.
What's at stake here is the county's economic base, says Nick Fry, who supports mandatory spraying. He's the director of the Sonoma County Grape Growers Association. He says grapes account for between 60 to 70% of the county's agricultural revenue, or about $390 million last year.
Today, grapes are the only really profitable agricultural crop of any scale in this county. What would you go to if you could not plant grapes? And that's a concern.
But Sonoma County is also home to more than 600 organic farmers who oppose mandatory spraying. Shepherd Bliss has a small 2-acre plot that features the largest organic boysenberry patch in Sonoma County.
My organic farm would be destroyed instantly. My livelihood would be over. What you see here, these chickens, these healthy berries, these healthy apples, would be destroyed. I could not be registered as an organic farm. And in my case, you know, I'm nearly 60. I would not recover.
Still, the state has the authority to order the spraying of pesticides on private property, even without the owner's permission. Shepherd Bliss.
So for me, this is a battle of life or death, so that I am clear that they will spray my property only over my jailed or dead body.
And he isn't alone. Organic farmers want ag officials to use natural or non-synthetic pesticides to stop the bug. And their allies in three cities, Sonoma, Windsor, and Sebastopol, have passed resolutions against mandatory spraying of chemical pesticides. And as Sebastopol Mayor Larry Robinson sees it, the prospect of forced spraying is creating a culture of resistance.
If I find sharpshooters on my property, I'm certainly not going to call the ag commissioner and tell them. That's just inviting them in to destroy my garden. And I think most people would feel the same way.
Thus far, scores of citizens have participated in training for nonviolent civil disobedience to oppose spraying on private property. And that's probably the last thing the image-conscious wine industry wants to see. Nick Fry of the Sonoma County Grape Growers Association.
I don't think there are grape growers in the county that would want somebody's property to be sprayed against their will. On the other hand, there's probably not a grape grower in the county that would not want to eradicate a glassy wing sharpshooter infestation if it occurred.
Yet even among the grape growers, there are some who are sympathetic with the no-spray movement. Michael Topolos is an organic grape grower and winemaker.
Well, I think everything's going to be status quo until they start spraying. Then there's going to be a revolution. Because if people's ability to live a life and be in society is undermined by arbitrary spraying, it's going to be some big social problems and some pretty hefty prices to pay.
The tensions here are tempered by the fact that both sides are talking and trying to reach a compromise before the first glassy-winged sharpshooter makes its appearance in Sonoma County. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sonoma, California.